Welcome to Without Regret. Be more, see more, achieve more that really matters. Lesson 13. Transform regret. In this session, we'll explore the important role that learning plays in living without regret. A life without regret requires a growing awareness of and openness to the fact that regardless of age or stage of life, there is always more to be learned. Some of our greatest learning occurs as we encounter and work through challenging circumstances. When we embrace this perspective, we are more likely to transform regret that we already have into a potential-filled, hopeful experience leading to a fuller, more meaningful, more purposeful life in which we realize maximum growth potential. This realization can make life an experience of active adventure in which no experience is wasted versus a perceived experience of passive victimization. People who can embrace this approach to life are primarily adults who are developmentally at least 25 years old. Whether or not they use the abilities, they are able to think systematically, logically, abstractly, and critically. They must also be able to think hypothetically, extrapolate, solve problems, and discover what a problem really is beyond its symptoms. These thinking skills can be developed and improved with practice. A person need not be a superhero learner, just a bona fide adult learner. I make a distinction between the activity of learning and the quality of being a learner. On one end of the continuum are those who learn only because they have to survive or relieve pressure or pain. On the other end are those who learn primarily because it's their way of being. It's a basic attitude of life. They are learners at heart. And there are all measures of degrees along that continuum. A person can decide where along the continuum they prefer to live. Learners at heart are motivated out of their very essence to be more, see more, and achieve more. They are interested, curious, open to new ways of thinking. They're critical thinkers, problem finders, problem identifiers, as well as problem solvers. They're steady and emotionally able to change. They're proactive. They turn life experiences into learning experiences. They seek personal growth and development. The primary question for the learner at heart is, what can I learn from this experience? And once they milk the experience for all they can, their attitude is, what's next? Learners at heart avoid regret because they are proactive and interested regarding their personal development. But they don't avoid all regret. They recognize that planning and acting on their plan is wise. When life's powerful, challenging, and difficult situations come to these individuals, they are ready. They have prepared ahead of the challenge. The way is not easy, but it is sure. When the threat passes, they remain vigilant in their watch for opportunities to become all they can be. When regret comes to visit, they are not surprised and are already in learning mode. They readily and efficiently reframe regret into a hopeful, life-changing, potential-filled experience, and in cases of mistakes, they avoid similar mistakes in the future. Some of the most vibrant, flexible, resilient, and energetic adults I have known are learners at heart all their lives. As they draw their last breath, they are still learning and discovering things they never knew before. I want to be one of these. You can be a learner at heart. It's a choice and an attitude of life. Understanding the somewhat predictable processes of learning can help you better engage in learning to make difficult, regrettable experiences become more hopeful and potential-filled. Even your most trusted ways of thinking and acting require adjustment and even transformation as you encounter new information, gain more experience, and change personally. Transformative learning is focused on transformation of a person's ideas, perceptions, and ways of thinking, and I believe such transformation is usually accompanied by emotional, cognitive, physical, social, and even religious expressions of grief. Depending on the extent of one's life experience, much of adult learning centers on disturbance or shaking up of a person's current way of thinking and doing. Such disturbance is variously referred to as disequilibrium or disorientation and is needed for most adult learning to occur. Because the feelings of regret are so closely related to our thinking and expectations, situations of regret can readily create a disturbance in our way of thinking, as can positive experiences. Any change, positive or negative, involves a measure of disorientation. Disorientation can come as the result of positive life events, such as the birth of a child, financial prosperity, or a new job. Disorientation can result from exposure to alternatives, such as a new concept or idea, or an alternative point of view. Disorientation can also result from a flash of insight, the discovery that a personally held assumption or belief is false or limited, or a new stage of life. Any type of loss brings tremendous, somewhat unexpected change, which has the effect of disorienting you and can generate feelings of regret. An example of disorientation from loss might involve the loss of your personal economy. You've learned to enjoy a certain standard of living and are quite comfortable in your job. You discover that you'll be laid off. A large measure of your current way of being, thinking, and doing must change. So disorientation creates a dilemma. The dilemma is that your current attitude and way of thinking is not working to make sense of your experience, or it ceased to be sufficiently useful as a guide for your life. You cannot remain in a state of disequilibrium or disorientation. Reorientation is necessary if you are to return to healthy functioning in life. Reorientation can be achieved as you critically examine your thinking and make the adjustments required for your thinking to serve you better as a guide for your life. In my book, Without Regret, you can see a somewhat predictable process that occurs toward reorientation. Just like you, I've experienced the disorientation of loss and change, and I've certainly learned from the School of Hard Knocks. In fact, I have a diploma from there. Seriously. I've determined that I will embrace with hope the difficult circumstances in my life and view them as potential filled learning experiences. This removes the feeling of regret. Though I've certainly not arrived at a regret-free life, it is a choice I have made. I hope you will make the choice to be a learner at heart and to learn from every difficult experience so that they'll be potential-filled and hopeful for you and not regrettable. In our next session, we'll talk about what now. What do you do with what you've learned so far? I'm Michael Godfrey. Thanks for listening.